Warning, you're tapping into the We Talk, You Listen podcast. What is said here is not all facts, and mainly for satire purposes. If you find any of the following conversations offensive, you're a bitch. Get over it. You've been warned.
It's your boy Harriet Thugman.
Suburban Sweetie.
Yo, I gotta press the button. It's not my mind to stay.
Welcome back to We Talk, You Listen. Yes, welcome back to We Talk, You Listen. This is episode 16.
Hey,
16. I was about to ask you.
Yes.
I didn't know.
There you go. Sorry, I'm a little occupied right now.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Harry Thugman.
Suburban Sweetie.
Hey, yo, I'm Artist Dave.
Yes, and we have a special guest today. Honestly, just the name alone kind of shakes me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I might be 6'2 and shit like that. But from what this nigga says, it doesn't matter. He can still chop you down. We got Bugsby the Shooter in the fucking building right now.
Let's get it.
That's fucking...
I was like, where's this going? Oh, yo, shit.
Because that's the thing, like, in this world, right, niggas, like, look at you, like, you tall and shit, they're like, oh, I definitely got to shoot this nigga. It's like, no, you don't. We could just talk, bro. Like, dead ass. Why the fuck? Nigga, that's crazy. Fuck.
Oh, yep. I'm shooting him.
I like my knees. Damn.
He got a man bun. He's dead.
Right? I got a man bun. Like, we could talk, bro. Like, fucking namaste, bro. What the fuck are we talking about?
And you look a little Samoan, too.
You feel me? Yeah, that's insane. This nigga's like, yo, he's Roman Reigns.
Trident out.
It's like an unspoken rule that Samoans got the strength, really, like.
Bro, I'm not. I promise you, I'm black and white. I am not Samoan.
He may do a haka.
Yo, that should be freaking me out too.
No, I love that shit.
Sure, nah, that's man. We got Bugsby the Shooter in here, man. Six Gang Entertainment, man.
Facts.
Shooting God for the city, you heard. We super active, you know. I could have been dropped it, honestly. I could have been dropped music, but I'm kind of just pacing myself.
I was about to ask you about that.
Perfectionist.
Yeah.
I'm not just kind of dropping whatever now. I'm trying to drop some shit. Especially when you got to keep performing it and shit. You wanted to make sure it's the best.
There you go.
Make sure it's the best, yeah.
Yo, honestly, so I was like looking through your YouTube shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, bro, like, I mean, kind of took a little bit of a break and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Between the shit. But you were talking about how you've been pacing yourself and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is still dope, though. Because honestly, I feel like when artists just be dropping way too much,
yeah,
it's like now we don't have time to like miss you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You don't have time to work on certain stuff.
That's a serious thing, too.
You know what I mean?
Shit, I got locked up, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
fuck.
That fucked it all up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all good.
I mean, as long as the momentum doesn't fucking die out, you know what I'm saying? Because your shit, I'd be fucking with that
shit.
I would
say, a lot of people would be like, nah, I'm done, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, nah, I checked the numbers. The numbers still do the same.
Bro, yeah.
It's not better at least, so I'm just like, fuck it, we're gonna keep pushing.
Bro, I was looking at your numbers, I was like, bro, those are dope. I was like, that's definitely like groundwork for something, you know what I'm saying? Because
sure,
of the fact that at the time that you guys were started to actually put music out and shit like that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, damn, bro, like, yeah, that was early.
Because should be told, like, I started taking it serious probably like 2019, but I always been making music since
yeah,
like 2014, 15 for like hobby shit. Just
yeah,
doing
just
it,
doing it.
And I didn't even know, like, I was just dropping it on cameraman's pages. I wasn't putting it on my own shit. I could have probably profited off of it.
That's another thing I noticed.
Built my shit up.
It wasn't your own page.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
I saw other shit. On cameraman's pages, because that's what it was back then. I was just excited to put something out.
Right.
I didn't give a fuck if it was on my shit. I didn't think of the
I would say, because I remember seeing a lot of, like, with you in it, but nothing like.
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
Probably like 15, 14.
Mm.
I went to the studio. I really, like, sat down. I thought I was going to get the free ride, like, but my peoples broke it down. Like, it cost this long for the studio, this much. And after I learned that, I made sure I got in there and I started recording shit. You feel me?
Yeah. No.
And the shit I was dropping was just doing numbers to me. I was just like, all right.
No, facts. Especially at that age, like, bro, it's just like, if you have, like, videos doing 1,000 or something like that, that's, like, huge for you. You know what I mean?
Sure. That Piff. Because I was dropping on That Piff, Spinrilla.
Yeah.
It was back
I don't think anyone even understands. I don't think anyone understands those websites right there. Bro, I remember That Piff.
It was doing numbers, too, on, like, those.
You can't even download it anymore.
Nope.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That's just over with. Yeah, that's just.
Yeah, the mixtape game is gone.
It's crazy.
Now everything is all streaming.
Yeah.
So I was dropping on, like, Spinrilla, Dat Piff, and it was doing numbers then.
Yeah. Remember, I used to have a lot of your stuff. I remember.
Yeah. I'd go to school, you know, Ton High kicked me out, but they play my shit sometimes at their little assemblies or whatever, like.
That's fire.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll take it for that. You know what I
mean? Yeah, fucking.
Take it for what it's worth.
No, that's fucking fire, bro.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't even fucking matter.
It's growth. Whoever can get their ears on it, I'm trying to push it. I'm trying to make sure they know my shit in California, Texas, fucking Missouri, whatever the way, everywhere, bro. I'm trying to push this shit.
Don't think small.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing I had to learn starting out doing the podcast stuff. It's not just local people that you want to try to attract. I don't even think about local people. I don't even, when I don't do lives, I don't do that fucking, like, I mean, like, I haven't done, like, YouTube stuff because I don't know how to video edit. Yeah. But I don't go live and shit like that for people around me because it's like, honestly, I don't want you guys, I don't really care. So, like, our podcast in general, I look up numbers, stuff that we have listeners in Germany. Like a 4 or 5% population listening to, that's what I'm saying, like, listening in Germany. And they go, like, y'all don't even speak English like that. You know what I'm saying? You guys listen to us. So I'm cool with it. So when you get to, like, kind of spread it out to the world, it's a really good feeling or something like that.
Hell yeah. And I lived in a lot of different cities, too.
Oh, where at?
Like, I'll break it down to you. I lived in New Bedford before. I lived in fucking Taunton before. I lived in Malden before. I lived in Quincy before. I lived in Providence before. So, like, I've been around.
Yeah, you've been around now.
North Shore, South Shore.
Yeah. I was going to say, as long as Miami, I've known
you. I've been in Miami a couple times, you heard? Like,
shit.
You're very humble.
I've been in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I've been to Maine, Vermont. I'm all over with this shit, and I'm going to keep going all over. I get off probation in, like, a couple months.
Mm.
Fuck probation. I still be, they book me for that show, I'm out of here, you heard?
Like, listen.
See me on the fly, that's how they find out. Listen. I ain't calling them niggas. Fuck that, that's over with, you heard?
So this is my question. This is my question now. Yeah. And I never really got to ask anyone this. But now with this music shit, right? Obviously, you know, street shit is, you know, it's kind of tied into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
But is this something that you want? Like, this is the music shit is what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't, like.
I saw a status that you made the other day, actually, that kind of goes with this question, I think.
Yeah, because.
To the point where, like, I'll take the stairs with this shit. Like, I got them little venues, 20, 50 people, I'm there. I don't give
facts.
A fuck, I'm there. You
facts.
Like, I might drop a video and do 2,000 mm-hmm. views in a month. I'm taking it. Fuck it.
No, facts.
I'm saying I appreciate anyone that tapped in, period. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, hell yeah. Like, I had to get my mind right, though, on that tip. Like, because, you know, my priorities, I was thinking, like, with the wrong shit, as if priorities. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to beef, waking up thinking beef-wise versus waking up thinking productive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two different worlds, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's easier kind of to do the bullshit versus, like, kind of really be a man and,
yeah.
and say fuck the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah, feel me? I was getting a little bit of money from it. I'm like, shit, if I do more views, I'll get more money. You heard?
That's, yeah.
And it's just got to keep building that shit up. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's how I'm looking at
and
it.
And it's like, it's money that you're going to get from doing stuff that you like to do where it's going to also keep you busy in the positive way. You know what I'm saying?
Because
my number one thing is, like, I mean, I understand the street life shit. You know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see no one on that shit. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day.
Come around me, a little nigga, come around me. And if he's talking like that, if he's talking nasty like that, I don't even want to be around mm-hmm. you, bro, because I can't learn from you anyway.
Exactly.
I'm around you, right. fool. I already did that shit. Fool. Yeah. I'm already solidified.
Facts.
That niggas know who I am on that tip, so I don't even got to think about that. I ain't think about that.
Yeah, facts.
I'm thinking past that, you feel me? I'm thinking
yeah, facts.
Who I can learn from. I'm trying to be networking. I'm trying to rub elbows. You got to know a motherfucker to know a motherfucker.
Exactly.
Heard, so.
No, big facts, big facts.
For sure.
I just want to give Mr. Sorry, Drip
a
fucking shout out real quick. He's walking the building. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, like, and that's the thing. So, so one thing I like to try to do that's different, especially, you know, working with like urban, you know, with the urban groups, you know what I mean? Cause that's what we are classified as. Yeah. And podcast wise, we are urban.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I get it.
That's just what it is. I try not to shed negative light on shit, kind of like how you would have other people like No Jumper a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, they like the ratchet shit. They like, yeah, they like to stir the pot and shit.
Something.
I don't like that shit. So I'm glad that you on that positive note, you know what I'm saying? I like the fact that you want to at least teach the youngins. You don't want to be around the youngins that's trying to do some ratchet shit. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck no, I ain't doing that shit.
And that's good for your business-wise, too, especially if you want to take this music shit seriously.
Yeah.
And that's the thing
At the same time, I understand it, though.
Yeah. I'm saying. Like, you're very humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like, I understand that shit.
Yep.
That's the funniest thing. I understand the young and wild shit, but I also understand the mature in this time.
Wait, you said you're only 23?
I'm only 23.
That's crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not. You know, I've known you for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the first meeting I had with you, like, you could have been a dickhead, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you've always been a really good dude.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's fire.
Fuck what anyone says to, about you to me, because you're always solid in my ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've never heard anything personally bad about you. Like I said, the only
stupid,
thing that...
Stupid, snide remarks from little gremlins, but that's it.
They're going to talk bad about Jesus.
Talk bad about Jesus, Moses.
Nigga, Floyd Mayweather is undefeated. They say he ain't the greatest. Well, if they're going to talk about him, they're definitely going to talk about me. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. That's a good...
I kind of noticed that, like, a lot of people with potential... You know what I mean? When, like, haters notice that, they can see that in you. It's like almost like they have a superpower or some shit. They see that shit festering.
I go on my YouTube comments. I go in the comments. I see the comments. Sometimes it's bad. It ain't always good. This shit's trash. Nigga, get a bigger shirt. I hear crazy shit. You feel me? Like, what kind of trap house, convenience store is that? I be seeing all the comments. I keep it there. I pin it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, no bullshit.
So, like, fuck it.
I feel like sometimes, too, it's good to laugh at yourself. Or, like, not even, like, laugh at yourself, but, like, maybe even clown with them because it's like, okay.
Shit.
Like, what am I supposed to do like about that? Cool. I don't know you. Like,
nigga, there's like a billion something people on this earth. I don't need you to fucking like it anyway. Truth
be told.
Exactly.
Right. Truth
be told. There might be another person that wakes up every day and play that shit.
Yeah.
Yo, that's exactly how I feel about this. Like, doing the podcast and shit. Like, you know, we have like little. For some reason, I guess there was some like weird pod war that was going on. Some shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But numbers was a thing. That people were like talking about. I was like, bro, honestly, number one, numbers is easy to fabricate.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get those shits. Whatever the fuck you want to do with it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bots.
I don't care.
I see bots. I delete comments almost every day on my Instagram. Like, that shit pissed me off. I see like
whether you like it or not. They just put, I won't even put hashtags and sometimes they'll still come on my page.
When they promote, like, they be like, oh, hit me up for covers or any type of shit. Like, oh, DM me, Cash App. I delete them comments. I don't even keep them just to have more comments. Because some people will keep this shit, like, trying to get this shit to more comments. Nah, I'm not even playing like that.
I delete that shit too.
Delete.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. Or that. You won. Like, click on my profile to see, like, what the fuck
would I win?
Fake-ass person, not even no pictures on this shit.
But,
I've actually heard, and, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead, dude, go.
But I've heard from actual cops that, like, they will present themselves on social media as, like, women, like, models and shit like that, and, like, just go requesting people. Like, I've heard it from their mouth, them say it.
Yeah, nigga, Snapchat, some people have cops. Like,
I've seen that went viral. Yeah, some dude's Snapchat or some chick, and it was actually a cop.
Hell yeah, nigga. I had it, too.
I had him. I had him.
I had that shit, too.
Holy shit, I can think of a good person.
Took my Snapchat. Fuck Snapchat. We boycotting Snapchat. They took my shit. That's crazy.
I forget the name. Oh, my God. I wish I could remember the name.
Yo.
That's like 1.2K.
That was crazy.
Weed is gone.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Nah, I didn't even know you couldn't post weed. That's some new shit. I guess you can't post weed.
I guess.
I didn't even know you can't. Nah, for real. Honestly.
On Facebook, I guess you can post
OG
weed.
On Snapchat.
You
I was
just
on
can't
Snapchat
post numbers next to it.
Yeah, so.
You can post weed before.
You can post weed, just
on
no
Facebook,
numbers.
Yeah, Facebook, you can post weed, just no numbers. Oh, you post weed and you'd be like, DM me.
Yeah, you just can't post any number.
Listen, I have this. Yo, there's mad accounts that been adding me recently. They're like, yo, I'm from Cali. Whatever you need, bro. Da, da, da. I'm like, listen, honestly, like, I'll add you just so I can look at your weed and be like, wow, that looks dope. But I'm not going to buy no weed from you, nigga.
I'm not going to buy no weed.
I don't know
the fuck you
are. Yeah, shit looks nice, though. Shit looks pink or some shit. I was like, that shit don't even look real. But I'll watch it. Whatever.
Shit, I'm gonna keep it 100. You the weed man. You gotta be you gotta be in that car and ready to. When I hit you up, you gotta hit me back.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm
you're
the
not
same
fast
way.
Enough. That shit's over.
Dispensary.
That's what I'm saying. But that's that's what I'm saying, bro.
There's so many.
Shout out to Botero.
I'll go to the next nigga. You gotta be in that car. Like, yo, I'm on the way.
That's why I'm like, bro. Why do I need you as a connect, bro? You're from California.
Out of town. If you tell me you're out of town twice, I'm never hitting you off a weed again.
No, that's respect.
I'm hitting you when I'm in the city. I'm not doing that.
That's respect.
That's just real shit.
You can't be a weed man and be part-time.
Real shit.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm hitting you up at, like, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, bro, I'm not around.
Yeah, tell me, hey, I did that instantly.
Who the hell told you to have a life, nigga? You work.
It's 2023, nigga. Your job is to be in that motherfucking car. You better be up all hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Period.
In that car.
You're an Uber now. You're an Uber delivery. You know what I mean? Yo, wow. Oh, shit.
Nigga said the set for 140, 120, fuck it. But you got to be up. You better be on that
yo,
job.
I hate when niggas be like, yo, yeah, I'm on my way. Like 3 hours past. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? What do you, now I'm going to dispensaries now because I hate waiting for that shit.
Period. Dispensary
ain't bad.
Sometimes it's not.
I'm going to dispensary.
Have you been to Botero?
Dispensary like 2 days ago.
This nigga hates dispensaries. This nigga drip. My we God. Always have discussions
you
all the time.
See my, oh,
but
no,
you know
wait.
What it is, though? I can't smoke too much weed from the dispensary. Like a half ounce of dispensary weed is like, fuck, I don't want to keep smoking that. Maybe like a Sev. I'll blow the Sev.
Yeah.
I'll
blow no the fact, Sev. No
I'll
lie.
Blow that. But,
no lie. Like, we just blew a Sev today already. Yeah, we already blew a Sev today, and I'm kind of pissed off. I'm like, fuck.
We did.
I got to switch it up. At least I got to be different weed or something.
I feel you. I feel you.
It's good weed, I think.
See, but that's the cool thing about a dispensary, bro. Like, I be looking, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas got a menu like McDonald's, bro. Like, I could pick whatever the fuck I want. I can mix match and make my own fucking Sev.
Them deals is killing niggas.
During Christmas?
It is.
Bruh. It was insane.
Yo, yeah, during Christmas time, it was like half for $20. I was like,
make you want to spend money. Really? You're like, yep. Yeah, and they're like, what's this? Yep. Let me get both of these. And this
I'm over here pressing shit,
oh,
and they're like,
the grinder? Okay.
No. They said you could take a drink with you. I said, oh, shit, got a little soda with me. I'm like,
and you know what's crazy? Every time you go, well, at least into Botero, all those employees are always in a grand mood. I say grand because that's the only way to explain it. They're in a grand mood.
What dispensary you hit?
I went to Greenleaf.
Yeah. The one that used to be Papa Gino's.
I like Legal Green too, but Legal Green be bullshit.
Oh no, that's Legal Green. Greenleaf is the one that's over next to the hospital, right? Good Sam's. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Across from CVS, next to McDonald's and stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, next to McDonald's.
I've never been to that one.
Yeah, I went to Green Heart one time.
They told me I could take a soda, all type of shit.
Oh, see, that's fire. I'm
a
about
soda?
To go there.
Legal Green, I'm going there. Legal Green,
they got signs like, we're not responsible if your car gets stolen.
Hey, my cousin worked there, though, so that's like, I get the deals, but it's like, fuck. I don't know.
Fuck.
I be trying to get the best
it's
of the best.
Blunt time.
Yeah, I'm trying to find shit.
Smoking time.
How do you feel about weed, though? I know we were talking about dispensary. Like, what strands do you prefer?
I like the sativa. I like to be down with it.
Sativa? Yeah.
Me too. I'm a sativa.
To down with it. I don't want to be uppity up. Like, I'm already ADHD.
So sativa is an upper.
Yeah, sativa's
a
lower.
I think indica's the up.
No, indica's in the couch.
Yeah. So,
in the couch.
The other way around. You'll get sleepy with the indica.
So I like indica then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, no. Sativa.
Yeah.
Sativa. Fuck you, Dave.
I like
it. Dave went bald?
Yo, no matter what, I just force myself to stay awake. I don't fucking fall asleep.
I can't. I've been falling asleep every day, bro. At least for an hour. That shit's whack.
Yo, she passes out. It's hilarious.
I'd be like, playing Hogwarts. It's so calming.
Yeah.
It's so fucking calming just going around crucioing everyone. Just torturing mad niggas. I'd be like, straight Pisces right there.
Pisces season.
Bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Pisces see, that's why we click so well.
Yeah.
Pisces season.
Yes, sir.
We on the same.
I got birthday in like 3 days.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, your birthday's in 3 days? Oh, that's dope. Happy birthday.
Sir, we out here.
So, wait, are you turning 23
He's
in 3 days?
Just a baby.
Are you turning
24?
Turning 24, yes, sir.
Hey, yo.
I'm trying to think,
but what was I doing when I was 24?
I literally thought you were older than me this whole time.
Yeah, I get that.
Not
a
that
lot.
You look older, but yeah. I mean, like, you was just, you've always
been around.
Been on your thing.
Damn,
doing
bro.
Your thing.
You're only 24, bro. Your career is just starting, bro.
And you have
That's
siblings,
the craziest
too.
Thing.
You have a lot of siblings.
Yeah, I do, on dogs. Yep.
Actually, wait, aren't you related to one of my girls?
Who?
Ayana. I think you are, because her uncle was the one that got killed.
Oh, yes, I am. On
yeah,
dogs, I
that's
yes,
so...
I
love her.
17A, rest in peace. That's my man, 50
that,
grand.
She loved yes. him so much.
Yes, sir. That's my guy, of course.
And she's such a beautiful young lady.
Like, you watched me grow up for sure. Hell yeah, that's my family.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I love her to death.
Yeah, she's good peoples, for sure.
She is. Her and her little sister. Yep. Shout out to Ayana. Did you see her picture recently? I went to massage school with her. She's a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to model, too. I love that. I just yes, embrace it. She
so
was
get
so
on,
shy and,
get onto your music shit. What inspired you?
My bad.
To want to really just get into hip hop though, because I mean,
yeah, I was listening to it a lot for sure. I grew up MTV Jam, stay in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Did you do magazines and stuff too? Do you like magazines?
Nah.
No.
I got older and started liking the Source magazines, Double XL, shit like that. But growing up, I kind of was just in front of that TV for a while.
Yeah.
Switched my outfit a couple of times, like put a Band-Aid under my eye, like Nelly or something. Gordon type shit.
So what, if you can say that there was an artist that really stood out to you, who would that be?
Lil Wayne, of course.
Lil Wayne,
oh my God.
Lil Wayne, Chief Keef.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chief Keef, Gucci Mane, Jeezy. My older brother listened to a lot of Jeezy, Nipsey Hustle.
Yeah.
Feel me? I listened to a lot of different rap. I listened to all type of music.
How did you feel when Nip passed? Did you like...
Couldn't believe it. It was like some bullshit. That's like, nah, because I always wanted to go
really
to LA.
I didn't really know him, and it was emotional.
Go to that marathon store, you know? That's like, that's something you always want to do. Like,
yeah.
I haven't been to LA, so I want to go to LA and to that store. I don't know if it's still up now, but Nip's gone, so it's different now. It's
it
different.
Is, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's no Nip there now, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, nah, that's dope because, I mean, hip hop had a bunch of different eras, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you had, like, the golden era, then you had, like, the 90s, you know what I'm saying?
The golden era, I'm dead.
I understand the Jeezy, the Lil Wayne, the Jay-Z.
We have the era, best music. No, I feel like every generation says that, really but they did.
Memphis Bleak, the Beanie Siegel, I understand The Jadakiss, Cam'ron, I understand that, but I also understand the K-Flock.
I'm starting to fucking... I don't know what it is about drill music, all right? So, I can sit here and be like,
because you're from New York?
I am from New York, but I can be like, yo, stay out the streets. I could do all my, like, my preaching shit, right?
Yeah.
But then I'll be the first one to be like, yo, Shy EK, I'm putting that shit on real quick.
Yeah, fire.
And then you fucking sit there like,
I just started listening to it. I'm like, yo,
we smoking
fire.
Niggas, pause. Like, fuck, I'm like, damn, man, why am I saying this shit?
Yeah, like, but, I understand all that shit.
But it's just the energy behind it. And I like the energy that you be putting out behind your music, too, because that's the thing that...
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's a mover.
It's like you transform, because you're kind of shy. Like, not shy,
but
like,
you're very low-key.
I am in a way, even when I perform sometimes I got to really, like...
It's, no,
sure.
When you perform, it's like a... Psh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like another personality.
Yeah, that shit's different. Like, you got to, like... Like, I seen them saying Ice Spice, like, clowning her, kind of, but she just came from Rolling Loud. That's not easy, nigga.
Right.
No. Anybody would kind of be like, what the hell? So many
right.
People.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to give it some time. She
she's young.
She's young.
She's younger than us, I think. Yeah, she's 22? 21, 22?
22, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, young.
Yeah.
But I seen people talking. I'm just like, nigga, she got to go into it.
They all talk shit about her.
You know what's crazy? Is that the people that are talking can't do it.
Right.
They can't do it.
Yeah, she's
mad at her because she is.
Because you got to, like, talk to the crowd. You got to move the crowd.
They're mad
because
she grabs her crotch and shakes her ass, but I mean, I like it.
Think about it. There's a lot of people. Who are you looking at?
Yeah.
Just think about that part. Who the fuck you looking at? There's bad people in the crowd.
There's bad people, and when you're on stage...
I gotta figure out who to look at. I gotta try to engage into it, get them cameras lit on. I gotta tell niggas turn the camera on.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, a lot of people, I mean, maybe one, two... Do you do music? You do music, right? So you perform. I don't think you've never... Have you been on stage?
I think we've seen him perform. Did you perform in Boston? Yeah, we seen you perform.
Wait.
I think I follow you on Instagram.
Okay.
I definitely follow you on Instagram.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah, so we know.
Hold on a second.
I hosted that night for Bizzo.
Wait, it's starting to come in my brain right now.
It's coming back to the glasses, because he wore glasses then, too. I remember.
I think your boy was with you, too, right?
Cloud and Miz.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a Miz. It was a Miz.
And he okay, yes, all right. Yeah, okay, shit.
Austin Castro. Yeah. So you were there. Yep.
Okay,
yes.
That's
so funny.
I'm like,
when you, I always
since
remember.
Since I seen him, like, fuck, bro. I seen this nigga's face, bro. I was like, I know this man.
My boy, we got some shit coming out soon.
That's
you
know?
What's
up.
For sure. No. For me, like, I work with niggas, you know, I've been getting paid for features and shit. Mm-hmm. I've been lit before a lot of niggas was lit.
No, you got to talk about that.
Been
for real.
Before a lot of niggas was lit. So
before
I've been
a lot.
Getting paid for shows and all that. I be on my couch getting called, a nigga. I just denied some other shit the other day for B-Love. He was out in Rhode Island the other day. That's a good
shit.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
Niggas complained about, a bunch of people got sick, saying that, you know, either what I think would happen is they just don't keep their bottles clean. And bacteria got in the bottle of probably Casamigos or something that was popular.
That's crazy.
And a lot of people got sick. A lot of people got sick. So that's my thing, though. Listen, so a bunch of people have been going to Mango's. And in my head, I'm like, bro, like, I was born in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Like, I know that place is filthy.
Ayo,
I know that place is filthy. I will never go back.
Because I did the 22 show.
Never.
So when they hit me up, like, yo, you want to go for B-Love? I'm like,
that venue's too small. I'm like,
off the rip, dead. Right there, bro. The venue's way too small. I don't like the venue. That shit's over with. It's too packed. Like, it's too much going on.
Michael Slade said shout out to everybody.
Oh, yeah. We were just in the studio with him on Dogs. Just in the studio.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, we got some shit coming, too. Me and bro got some shit coming, too. That's fam, too. You know that.
Oh, there goes James. James said what's up.
Yeah, for sure.
But on dogs.
Speaking of Mr. Slade, bro.
You
moved
fuck it. What that nigga's
doing. Yes, man. For sure. He's just in the studio, you know, kicking game always. Talking.
Oh, nah, I forget what I was saying.
The rant, he got his little shit going on.
So,
what was I saying before that? Key, I'm sorry. I'm trying to
produce his rant. I'm on to make it a podcast.
Yeah,
he's talking to him stuff like that.
Yeah, got to holler at him.
I like the message that he's pushing. So I'm like, bro, like, let's get that shit. Let's put that shit on. You know, let's put that shit out there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Everybody's doing it. So many ways to get rich. I need ends.
Yeah.
You feel me? There's too many ways. I gotta get it. You feel me?
Olympic facts. Sorry, but for.
No, I forget. I completely forget. I'm like over here, like, fuck, I always do this too. It's that fucking dispensary week.
Yeah, I got a lot of features coming soon. I got a lot of music videos. I got a lot of shit coming on. I just gotta make sure I roll it out the right way, as it should. I got a show coming up to the 28th. You got a show the 28th, Testing Lab. Yeah, for sure. We got Testing Lab coming up. Show coming up with them. Shout out the museum, Boston. Feel me? I be trying to get E-Double to fuck with niggas. It says I'm on the podcast. We'll talk about that too. Fuck it, nigga. E-Double, you got to tap in. Stop being a gatekeeper. Feel me?
Who's this? What?
Yeah, the nigga that 94.5.
Hey.
The one that plays music. I fuck with 94.5. I was locked up in the chain gang and the headphone crew. Shout out the headphone crew, you heard? I was really on 94.5 in the box, you heard?
Like, I got a shout out from Ashley in the morning show. I'm actually they're cool. I listen to all
that 94.5, but in jail every Sunday they play that music that everyone likes, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, that gatekeeping shit, certain rappers ain't getting airplay, you heard?
Yeah.
We got to understand why, because the streets want to hear it. So why don't you want to hear it, nigga?
No, exactly. And that's the craziest thing. That's why people are resulting to, like, streaming and shit like that. Slowly, I say resulting.
I'm going to shout out my man Jeff resorting. Two Times, Boston, 87.7.
Mm-hmm.
He's spinning. He knows.
Yeah.
He's spinning it. You feel me? So shout out to him.
No, that's really a thing.
Do you know Joey Rock?
Yeah.
Joey Rock. Rhode Island. Yep.
Yeah.
He's we fuck with Joey Rock. Yeah, he be dropping people's music and shit like that,
yeah,
too.
I respect it. Get a clean version. If it's clean, spin it. Yes, you know what I mean? If it's clean, spin
it. He only does clean?
Yeah, clean. I expect that, though.
Joey Rock?
I don't
think
so.
Anything got to be clean if you want to get airplay for
it. Oh, no, well, he does SM radio, so his is a streaming radio station.
Dirty songs, I never got my shit played dirty on the radio.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, it's not like a national radio. Like, you go online and it's like a almost like how, like, Fleet DJs do their radio stations,
but it's his own
thing. But it's his own thing. So, like, he rents out a radio station, makes his own shit
for sure. Shout out to him, man. I'm fucking with everybody. I got radio stations, AirPods, shit. I dropped the tape, I was pulling up at every podcast.
Yeah, no, that's what that's what this you gotta do nowadays.
Way. This just the hottest shit in the streets.
When is it dropping?
April.
April. I don't
got a date for it yet for April, but April for sure is
okay.
Drop.
Shit. No, like I said, I was listening to the intro. I was like, fuck, bro. Yeah. I want more because that was the most recent shit. And your style definitely switched up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From like when I heard Nasty to I heard the intro, I'm like, yo, his shit switched up. You can tell that you're a little older now. You know what I'm saying? And like you can see it and it's like, fuck, bro. Like, I kind of.
To the comments, I get comments too. They say, like, damn, you're like talking when you're rapping. You just hear me now. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You're hearing what I'm actually saying now. That's all it is. Like,
but
when I'm young, I'm kind of
saying. Who cares
if
you're talking? You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Like, you talk that shit.
They want that da 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 da.
Oh, they want that. Yeah, they want
the repetitive flow. Like, I ain't doing that no more.
Nah,
because I got to perform this shit.
Yeah, that's that gimmicky shit. I don't like that shit either. You know what I mean? Like, do that shit.
It's
like
crazy,
the way you
know, right? Because that's what I'm saying with the maturing shit. Because that shit sells.
Yeah.
When I do the dissing and I talk that shit and I touch certain topics, that shit's gonna do numbers.
Bro, and that's the thing. So, like, when we first started to do the podcast shit,
we're pretty messy. When I talk, it's like, for me, when I talk to them, it's like the real fans are going to tap in for real.
Yeah, because, like, you connect with them. That's what it is. Like, you have a connection.
Yeah, that's
like,
what it's about.
It's all about connection. We had to stop doing all that. Dave, did you want some of this?
Oh, what?
I'm retarded right now, bro. Don't talk to me.
Nah, it's personal weed.
Personal weed.
But, so, like, when we first started doing podcast shit, obviously, like, you know, like, you see, like, the little bullshit, the little shit talking and stuff like that, the little controversial bullshit going around, like, your numbers do jump.
Our podcast has more views.
You know what I'm saying? They do jump. But then, like you said, with the maturing shit, Sometimes you have to like learn. Like sometimes this mental peace is better, bro. Because once I stopped caring about that shit, I was able to be more productive, more creative.
I had a rapper diss me. I could have responded to him, and I probably would have did way more numbers than him. I should have more than you, nigga.
Yeah, facts.
So I could have did some shit. I didn't respond to it. Why? Because I'm gonna bring more light to you.
Yeah,
no one even knows who you are. They're gonna be known as the nigga that dissed me. I'm not going for that.
Yeah, right. that's what you have to do now.
No airplay for that.
Show no love to it.
That's what we do too. Like if we talk about people on this show, like we never drop names. Like you're not that cool. Like stop. And I don't mean it like that, but like in the cockiest way I do.
In person, a little different. If we're in person, I might bring it up, talk about it.
Like you're not that cool to be on my show, bro.
As far as now,
but we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it and leave your name out.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I ain't about to respond to no fucking diss song.
Can you ash it like?
I'm not gonna put out no diss song too. You know?
No facts.
We were talking about how a friend of ours, who's a podcaster, got a diss track by a rapper put on them. And it was just funny, like, the way he reacted.
You might know him. You guys both might know him. He has a podcast, North Shore, Adam Liu.
Yeah, Asian guy.
What's he call it, though? What's he called a podcast?
Fuck. Man, I'd have to look it up.
I have it on my phone. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
I'm about to say, it's just, like...
I think it's just, like, Adam Liu. Yeah. He had, like, K Watts on there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's had a couple people up there. Yeah, he was actually at the show that you performed at that night.
That's how
I first seen him.
Yeah.
And
that's
I was like,
came across. That's what I'm saying. Like, I knew your face as soon as you walked in, but.
Yeah, I just knew him because he was the only Asian guy in the Asian spot. It was wild. We were in the Asian spot. And he was the only Asian that wasn't working.
Shout out my Asians.
Yeah, facts. That's no, for real.
My Haitians and my Cape Verdeans, nigga.
Why would you take the hit again?
I just thought Bishop was lit.
Nigga, on dogs. I fuck with my Haitians. So shout out my man Breezy, you heard?
Facts. Fucking. Yeah, nah, but sorry. I just got like distracted just now. More with your music stuff. So you said that you're coming out in April, right?
Coming out in April. I want to drop it right now, but I'm just going to drop in April.
Do you have any shows?
Enjoy your birthday. Relax. Take it easy.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Shows, I got one in March 28th. I got shows probably coming in the future, too.
March 28th, where is it at?
Sound Lab.
Okay, so yeah. Skinner Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
We lit.
All right.
Facts. Who's hosting it?
Museum TV.
Okay.
They do some shit. They had told me about it, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm connected with everybody. Like, there's people I don't know. People act like niggas, everybody knows them. Nah, there's people that don't know you.
Yeah, no
there's
facts.
People that don't know what you got going on.
There's people that don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, I'm gonna share this song a million times. Why? Because there's people that add me every day.
No facts.
Feel me? So they might not have seen this shit. So I gotta get this shit to them, too.
So when you go into the studio to do, like, to write and stuff like that, what's your process?
Get me in there. Play that beat. Get me in there.
Now, do you listen to the song first?
Do you write while you're there?
I can write. Sometimes I might have, I'd be in my phone. I might have like 4 bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't put nothing else. I just got writer's block.
And then you just go with
I'm going to leave it there. But there might be a time where I might remember it. It might sound good as shit right now. So I'm going to throw it right there for me. And
add
it to whatever I got going.
Yeah.
So as far as recording, I punch in a lot. Just punch me in, dude. I'm gonna hit you with like a couple bars. I'm gonna hit you with a couple more. With a couple more.
Facts.
My songs be like 2 minutes.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Some people are like, damn, I want you keep going. You should have kept. Nah, I'm gonna hit you with 2 minutes.
Yeah, run this back.
Attention span is shorter nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Music videos.
That's true.
Is
10 seconds
nowadays.
Yeah.
It's a 10 second video.
Home,
some people
I'm
do.
Seeing when niggas is shooting, everybody got Christian Dior up and down, fucking. Big stacks of money, fucking fast cars, Cuban link chains. So it's like, nigga, you got to be different. There's something that got to be different about you that's going to make a motherfucker want to click your shit.
Facts. Originality shit.
That's true.
Kind of like, you know who Ski Mask is, right?
Ski Master God or some shit like
that. That nigga look different. Sure. That nigga be wearing fucking scarves and shit on half of... He be crazy looking, but...
They said he wasn't going to last.
Nope.
He lasted.
Yeah, bro, he's nice.
You know the Trippie Red, XXX?
Yep.
He's in that wave.
Yeah, that whole era of their own like little group that they kind of classify themselves as.
I hate that though. Like nowadays, you're not considered like or taken seriously like until you have this many followers or unless you have a freaking chain. Like I'm sorry, I don't even wear jewelry. Like I like my little crystal fake shit right here. Like this is pretty.
Yeah, I come from New York, bro. I don't like to wear jewelry.
I don't like it. I don't wear earrings. Yeah.
Fact, if you get the chain, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if someone wanted to give me one, hell yeah, I'll fucking wear it. But especially I'm not going to drop my own bread on the chain. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just...
You got to get a chain almost. Yeah. It goes with the image.
Yeah,
it
goes with the image, yeah.
I promote my label.
Not this on anyone that has one, but yeah. It's just like,
so
damn,
how'd you
like...
know a nigga from his chain?
Mm-hmm.
It's pressure. Yeah, exactly. Your pressure.
That owl, I know you must be Drake's team.
Yeah, you must be OVO or some shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I see a DC dream chaser, that's Meek Mill. You feel me?
Facts.
Okay?
No, facts. So, mm-hmm.
That's important. Artists got to brand themselves. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't got to cut no check with no middleman, no boss. I am the boss, you heard? This money's
It'd be nice to,
me,
like,
nigga.
Start a wave, though. Like, fuck chains.
And shout out to Meek Mill. Fuck that, nigga. They need to pay us more for these streams. It's like $1 something for every 100-something stream. That's bullshit.
That's where it's getting crazy. Is that streams, because no one's, like, going out buying physical albums anymore. It's almost like the artist has to get their money from performing, solely by performing now. You know what I mean? Album sales doesn't mean shit. You know what I mean?
But you know the crazy thing? A lot of niggas don't sell tickets.
Yeah.
It's a headline. Right. You better have an A Boogie of fucking someone to headline.
Yeah, no, facts.
That's what I keep saying. You saw my fucking son of Santa Bang? Yeah. Like, and I'm niggas not even dissing lit. The artist. Yeah. It's not, because I have full respect for artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're usually the ones that are sacrificing their time. You know what I'm saying? So it has nothing against them. It's the actual clubs and the promoters that's like, bro, like, what are we doing? Like,
I tweeted the other day,
what are we doing?
It's easy to spend the next man's money, you heard?
Yeah.
If you're putting the money up yourself, a lot of decisions are going to be calculated, you heard? I'm calculating
this
shit.
I don't believe any club that says, oh, we're not making enough money. Like, bro, alcohol sales alone right now, they're charging like $30 for a shot of fucking Casamigos that's like this big. Yeah. And those tiny little shot glasses.
Yeah,
like,
I know the whole get
insane.
Down for the clubs.
Yeah, that's clubs.
Insane.
That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother enemy.
Don't make me add it up. You gotta know. If you don't know, you don't know. They're gonna try you.
Yeah, they're gonna try.
You can't be mad at them for trying.
And like you guys said before, you got a pregame. It's all about the pregame.
Yeah, the places that aren't out.
I'm gonna go there feeling all right.
The places that serve minimal alcohol are, like have small bars. Like, why are you charging that much money?
Yeah.
Or like that don't have many bartenders. Like, why are you charging?
That's
and no one's even drinking, like...
Yeah, no. See, but that's... Hey, but that's the whole club scene.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I'm not a huge club goer.
Yeah, I know.
Now, when it comes down to clubs, right?
Yeah.
Is that like, a preferred place to perform at? Like, do you like to perform at clubs?
I would say, where's
like
your favorite
clubs,
place to perform?
I like schools.
Yeah.
Schools?
Yeah,
like colleges and shit?
Oh, at the college?
If you lit enough, you get into
I thought you were, like, a fucking high school.
College
I'm like,
is different,
like,
bro.
Like, at the auditorium?
Basketball, like a basketball court auditorium.
Yeah.
Come on,
that shit too?
Show the kids love.
Yeah, no, that's even dope, too.
They're going to be streaming and shit.
Yeah, that's
no bullshit.
With them schools, I'm going to tap in with
they're the ones that know how to use the technology.
Lounges, whatever. I'm in there, nigga. I'll perform anywhere, nigga. I don't give a fuck. As long as it's, like, the situation got to live. If it look good enough, cameraman, fuck it. Keep it rolling. Let's get it.
Yeah. Now,
with
your music videos, who does your music videos?
I got my man Jordan Jones shooting my shit right now.
Yeah,
I work
with
Jordan Jones.
Okay,
for me, he's fire. He's
and he did the intro video, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that shit was dope too. I was like, damn.
He's going in. We still sharpening steel right now. Like, he's helping me just shoot shit and get shit out there. Mm-hmm. I'm helping him, giving him something to work with. You feel me?
Honestly, and
that's the best.
That's
kind
one
of
thing
built together.
I say that all the time.
That's something that's key.
A network made forever is better than any payment.
Yeah, because that's one thing I did with this. Like, for instance, he's a music producer. He makes beats and everything else. But with this, he gets to hone his skills on, you know, audio, like, actual,
sound.
You know, vocal sounds. You know what I'm saying?
That shit
so, like, when it comes down to mastering,
homegrown, all the way from the artist to the producer to the video man, everything's home base.
Have you ever heard of Muggsy Bagettes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
He produces a lot of Muggsy Bagettes newer tracks.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts,
he was a guest host. That's our dog.
That's my guy. So, but he produces a lot of his stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Artist Dave.
It came from.
He's Artist Dave.
It's Artist Dave, yeah. So, and no one knows his name. Yo, no one knows his man.
P-R-O-D. Artist Dave.
Facts. No, facts.
He likes it that way, though. He's a low-key-ass nigga. He likes when we're like, yo, don't forget Artist Dave, though. He's like, hey, that's me. I'm right there.
Shout out Mad Cameron, though. I shout out Mike City Visual. Shout out Mike City Visual. Shout out fucking Street Legal Tech. Shout out Alex Sandoval. Shout out Focus Films. Shout out Tevin DiCaprio. I shout out Blackout. Shout out Peace God. I shout out Mad Different Cameraman, bro. You heard?
Nah, that's dope. No, that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's why I was trying to figure out, because I'm like, yo, this video is actually nice. Like, I like all the edits on it, because I'm trying to, like, learn that shit myself.
Yeah.
I was
shit,
like,
if
damn.
If I could be a cameraman, I would. But
But that shit takes a lot of work.
It does.
I'm not with that shit. I don't got no patience.
No, I don't either. I'm telling you right now.
I know my cameraman be happy as fuck on the other end of my list.
Hey, I be rushing them niggas too. When I was younger, at least, I used to be rushing niggas. Like, yo, send that back. Send it.
Yeah.
Like, what we doing? Like, it's been like 7 days, whole time. It's really like a process.
Bro,
if you want a nice video, at least.
I get that shit on podcast edits and shit like that. These, well, mainly her. She'd be like, yo, did you already do it? I'm like, bro, we just finished like 15 minutes ago. How am I going to edit an hour and a half? Yeah. I mean, we just finished 15 minutes ago. Yeah. But like, honestly, like, editing is tough. So when it comes down to your music, right? Now, do you, obviously, you have your own beat selection, right? Now, do you have a main producer that you fuck with?
Yeah, KCG Beats from Brooklyn. Damn. Animal.
Yeah? This Animal. Nigga.
He's you listening, know, yeah. You know? If you know, you know.
Yeah, see it.
He's doing beats with Sada Baby. He's doing Ice Wet Vezo. I think he's on a Youngboy project, too. I think he's getting plaques and all that shit. This is Brooklyn, you heard?
No, it's, yeah. And that's the thing. And
I know he was lit, too. I'm in North Shore. I'm in fucking, like, Lynn or some shit. I'm in the studio. And niggas is like, yo, we need some beats. They're like, pull up a KCG beat. I'm like, how you know KCG? They're like, how you know KCG? We're good doing that for a second. I'm like, damn, he's making noise for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, KCG, I got a lot of beats from Ooze.
Okay.
He's fire. Yeah, Ooze fire. He got some shit for the streets. Bizon was fire, nigga. He doing beats for like Blueface.
Okay.
Coil Array.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, he making noise too. I get beats from anyone, man, if it makes sense.
Now, you brought up K-Flock earlier, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, is that something you like to... Do you like to do drill? Do you have drill tracks on this upcoming project?
I'm going to have some because there's people that want that.
Yeah.
If it's my preferred shit, I really like just beats that are bouncy, like that just move shit, you heard? I ain't really looking for the drill shit all the time. As long as it's a bouncy beat and it just going to make you move, I'm straight with it, you heard? It might not be drill, but it's fire.
No, facts. No, I'm just trying to figure out, like, more of, like, your, I guess you could say, like, your spot. But technically, you kind of just, you don't box yourself in, which is good, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As an artist, most artists box themselves in. They're like, no, I'm just a drill artist. Or, no, I'm just a, whatever,
I
trap.
I look at myself like I got energy, man. I come with the energy. I come with the punchlines. I got the shit that make you make that sour face. You're like, he just said, huh, what? Run that shit the fuck back.
No, see, and that's the shit that no one does anymore. Ooh. How often do you, I mean, like J. Cole, like when I listen to J. Cole, I'm like when he said that shit about put an M on your head or whatever, like you were Luigi's brother or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was like, wait, bring that shit back again. Because that's one thing that people don't do anymore in hip hop. Everything is just so, you know, it's almost like you can finish the song, even though this is your first time hearing it, but you can finish it because it just, it's predictable. You know what I mean? To have some creative shit in between it. That's the shit that people like need to get back to doing.
Yeah, shit. I try to, like I said, I got the punchlines. I got the shit. Some niggas shit be boring.
Yeah.
Talking about the same shit. I might switch it up. I might talk about something that really happened. Cause shit really happened.
You can have Luigi's brother.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Facts.
You feel me? I might say some shit that might be like BMF going on. I might talk about BMF. I might say a bar punchline that relates to that.
Facts.
So feel me, I'm tapping in.
No, it's good though.
You gonna relate? Some niggas relate. They gonna be like, yeah, I feel that nigga word. Feel me?
No, that's dope.
Or some niggas be talking bullshit though, for real. Niggas ain't trying to hear that.
Nah, that a lot of people just be doing the same shit.
Yeah, niggas ain't trying to
just repeating
that
shit.
And then that on accountability, you heard? Just to be real, if you dropping some bullshit, expect to get bullshit results. You heard?
Exactly.
So if I drop some hard shit, I know sometimes I know when it's one of them ones because I know how much work I put in. I'm like, damn, this is out of here. This is one of them ones. And they'll do the numbers for me or give me the money I need.
Yeah.
Shows versus the exposure. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
But I'm still hungry, though.
Yeah. So what is, since you're saying that you're hungry, what's next for you? What's in your sights?
This is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to features, man. I'm trying to do features with other artists from other states and cities, man.
Yeah.
Just to touch in with their platform. You heard?
Okay.
Like, let me get on your platform and see if I can steal some fans from you. Maybe you can steal some fans from me. Feel me?
Okay.
And watch the other 2 years, watch the face. Yeah.
Did you see what I posted on my story today?
Traveling.
Yeah.
The guy from Connecticut. He's going to be on the show next week, but
for sure.
I've never heard of anyone doing hip-hop in Connecticut, and I guess he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, Connecticut. Shout out Connecticut.
Yeah, people don't really think like Connecticut really gets down like that. Right?
Connecticut's rough. Harvard,
seems like he knows
Hartford, Bridgeport, bro.
In the studio every day.
Nigga, that shit is rough.
Bro, Bridgeport. I got nervous going through Bridgeport one time.
Man, I'm everywhere, though. I'm
I'm telling you, like, I'm this summer, because summer's coming up, you heard?
Yeah.
I plan on being on that road, just being in New York, just facts. To be in New York. Sometimes you got to be in the right place, you heard? You be
and
in
the
right
the place,
get the right call, certain shit happens, you heard? So.
Yeah, so I got, I have like, family out in New York and shit like that, in the Bronx and shit like that. They do music and shit like that, too, so.
Yeah.
I'll try to lock you in with them and shit like
for
that,
sure.
too.
Sure, studios, all that. I'm trying to like, get in, you know, go out there, book studios and shoot videos and just lock in with people out there, too.
It's even just, like, just the experience, you know what I mean? Because walking through New York, you're gonna run into some shit. You know what I mean? When I say run into some shit, like
Lesser
you're gonna
Dave.
See some weird shit.
You know
I've been in New York twice.
Oh, bro.
Twice. I've been out there twice.
I'm telling you, bro.
As soon as I landed, I got out there. It was like in Times Square. I was off like 2 E pills, nigga. Lights was crazy.
Lights are crazy, right?
Yeah, but I had a good time though. Yeah. It was fire.
Nah. It's all about where you go.
My nigga Ken Frank. That's my cousin too, Ken Frank.
Right? Hell yeah.
Rebel Mafia is on fire. You heard?
Shit.
If you don't know, tap in. Yeah,
Cali Bill's on. So you've said that you've only been to Times Square?
No, I've been to Times Square. I've been to Rutgers Park. I've been. I was moving and grooving Washington Heights. I was outside.
Okay, shit. All right, then.
I was out there twice, though. Like, I took two different trips.
Yeah, no.
Pink houses, you heard?
See, I keep forgetting that you only 23. That's why, bro. That's what it is. I'm
just
like,
a baby.
I'm like, damn, only two times. But, like, now I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, okay, it's starting to make sense now. But the cool thing is that you have that mindset, right? So obviously, because of the way that social media is, it's very easy to just lock in with other people. You know what I mean? Just like learning about people. For instance, she just locked in an interview for some nigga in Connecticut. Obviously, we don't know this nigga, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna learn who he is and stuff like that. But that's the best thing. So when you go out there, go out to these scenes, you know, go to a club, you know, go out to different shows and shit like that. It's the city of hip-hop.
It's all networking, man, you know? I'm with the networking, but I'm with the bullshit, too.
Facts.
So all the niggas is cool, because some niggas be with the bullshit. We with it, too, though.
Well, it depends on where you going, though, nigga. It depends on where you go.
Everywhere. No, that's what I'm saying. Everywhere's dangerous. I'm not
facts.
No city I go to.
No, you can't be called.
I'm treating it like as if I'm fucking
that's one thing I gotta say about you. Young niggas is crazy nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays it's fucked up. So
yeah.
I'm just adapting to my environment at this point, but
I feel you. Well,
the right way though now.
Yeah.
You heard like not the dumb way.
Now you're shooting Bibles to people.
You know, hopefully I got some security and they can
we'll shoot these Bible verses.
Yeah, exactly.
May God
hopefully
bless
I got security
you.
And they handle what I buy.
No.
Handle, you heard?
I think it's talking about bettering ourselves and everything, and we're going right into the topic for me.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship?
Nah, I mean, I got my little one, my favorite. You know?
You have your favorite, so I mean, like.
Actually, yeah, I mean.
The clock is ticking. Do you want to have kids, or are you? Is that something that's not in here?
Kids, I got to keep this name going. This legacy.
You don't
want
to have kids yet. Yeah. So kids yet, or do you? Not at all.
Not yet.
Not yet.
A couple years.
Okay.
Years,
you know, that's fair.
Shoot a couple out, but right
that's
now
fair.
I got to lock in.
So y'all heard? You better swallow.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
So single, but you have a favorite.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I got a favorite. I like.
You're
big,
not.
I like
you're
big
focused.
Booty bitches. Little booties matter, nigga. I like little perky titties, but I like big titties.
I saw something the other day.
Titties.
Got offended, but I mean, I don't really take an offense. It's just funny to take an offense on Facebook.
Oh, I just want to say shout out to boobs.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Boobs, Dave's a boob guy.
It was International Women's Day the other day, man.
Yeah, here we go.
Actually, aren't you a part of the group chat?
Nah,
would they be showing titties?
Nah, but I need to be.
I just got added today, and I was like, oh, I love boobies.
Yeah.
I love ass and titties.
A man won the International
Women's Day Award.
Oh, a man, you said?
A man? Oh, yeah. Well, that was
this shit's getting
the Jenner guy there.
This shit's getting wicked. This shit's getting wacky, girl. What the fuck?
But I mean, like, if you met the right person, though, would you take them seriously? Or is that just something that's definitely
right now,
not
I,
on the table right now?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be real honest.
I'm gonna say you're a Pisces, so I already know,
right
like.
Now that I take very, very, very serious.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
So, because if a Pisces
life,
is talking about it, it's real.
Yeah, it's super important in my life. I take some shit serious, but, you know, I just, you know, as long as it makes sense, we out here.
Yeah.
If it don't make
you.
Sense, then it don't
right.
make sense. And if it do, it do.
Right.
For real.
Let the vibes.
And I'll just say this too. We going off of the vibe. We going off of the fucking status. We going off of the mindset. We ain't really going off the looks for real.
Oh, I like that too. I'm definitely like, I think what they call that, AM.
Probably fuck 100 bad bitches. I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I mean? I fuck ugly
100.
Bitches.
100? Holy shit.
The ugly ones that hold it down in them staircases, you heard? For them young niggas that was hungry out there. You heard?
Wait, so is
out of,
you...
Trapping out of wait, hold on. Hungry,
rewind, heard? Rewind. You fucked a bitch in a staircase? Like at school?
No comment. No.
Or like at a stadium?
School get active.
Oh shit! We ain't gonna
talk about school. School get active.
Nah, cause Thugman's a whore too, so it's all good. You know? You don't have to be ashamed. It's good. School, you probably fucked a bitch in a fucking stairwell too.
But I like all types. I like light skinned bitches. I love bitches with tans. I like bitches that take care of themselves.
That's good though.
I like bitches that have good mindsets. I like bitches that understand shit. I hate dumb, oblivious bitches to be in the fucking streets and just be kind of doing whatever, moving as if they can't catch a straight bullet and get hit in their shit. Like, you stupid bitches. This shit can get sticky for real, you heard?
Yeah.
And once them shots is flying, it's every man for himself.
I'm out.
It sounds crazy unless you my mother, my cousin, my sister. I don't got sisters. If you know what I mean? If you like that, then I might jump and grab, jump over you, make sure you don't get hit up. But if you just another chick, you just here drinking with us, you're liable
bitch,
to catch
I'm
a
sorry.
Bullet. Just like I'm liable
right.
to catch a bullet. In
nah,
ass,
I agree with
know?
That, though.
And this shit, it gets sticky, you heard? Dogs.
Turn my mic up, nigga. Turn my mic up.
But, I mean, that's it for the relationship questions.
Speaking on that, so I had this ex, right? We went to some club in Providence or some shit, like over on like Broadway or some shit.
Yeah.
Shit gets popping out there, I guess. So we get out and we go to like the little food court shit. They have like mass Spanish food and shit like that. Can you guys hear me good in this?
Yeah, but wait, what are we talking about?
It's gonna get there. So.
Okay, let me see where we're going with this.
Yeah, so we go to go get the food, right? Now, while we're walking over there, there are two sets of Hispanics looking at each other, and they're playing music loud, one at each other, the other one, and they're just like staring at each other. We're just like, yo, what the fuck? So it's like, whatever, right? All of a sudden, words start going, right? And someone smacks someone, and then someone just pulls out, bang, bang, bang. Everyone starts scattering. Now, this is right after the club, right? Yeah, this is right after the club, so it's already crowded. Like, the streets are crowded. Like, people are still coming out. Cops are already all over the street. These niggas did not give a fuck. Bang, bang, bang. So the chick I'm with, I'm over here like, yo, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm expediting her. Stop pushing me, nigga. What the fuck? I'm like, do you not see what's happening right now? Like, let's get across the street. Let's get out of here. I'm trying to help you out. I could be that type of nigga. Be like, yo, fuck this bitch. I'm out, nigga. And just leave you there. This bitch she did not give a fuck that I'm over here like waiting with her like, yo, let's walk across the street nice and slow while this nigga's right here next to us with
the gun.
You know what I'm saying?
The size, like, of your face.
Be smart with this. Let's get the fuck out of here. Some just don't have any awareness when it comes down to that shit.
I'll say it like this, right? When shit go down, if you're a female and you're with me, right, I got to protect you. So if shit go down, I got to be the one to protect you. So therefore, and you got to listen to everything I tell you, bitch. If I tell you to fucking start walking, go to the car.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you to stop arguing, if you say something, you could be in the right. You could be right. A motherfucker could do some shit and you might be right. You might be in the right.
Facts.
But bite your tongue, because this shit get sticky, nigga.
Yeah, you dogs, get crazy.
Nigga. We out of town. Niggas just got out of jail.
Niggas,
all type of shit. Niggas got shit going, nigga. Niggas... I see good niggas get caught in sticky situations all the time.
Yeah. And that's one thing, is that when you're out of town, especially if you're lacking in the, you know, the new terms nowadays, which
I
is like literally,
you.
Well, I'm saying lacking because it's like not even just like having like heat on you or anything like
that.
You're
out of place.
It's
right?
Just, yeah, you're out of place. You don't have
out
enough
town.
People around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not ready. You're not prepared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There for a good time. Motherfucker might be
exactly.
there for a bad time.
For a bad time, exactly. Someone's on a different
agendas,
completely different time.
Right?
I feel like
venue.
That's everywhere now, literally. Yeah. We can't escape it.
This
there's always one person.
Sticky, you heard?
Always one person.
I'm aware. I'm locked in. You heard? I ain't
fucking
around.
I'm sorry.
This shit gets sticky, nigga.
No, facts.
But
no.
That's what I can say about females, though, for real. Like, all jokes aside, nigga, if y'all with a man, you're doing your thing, whatever, cool. But if that nigga's supposed to protect you and you know he's the man of the situation, then at least respect him enough to hear him out, you heard?
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Be ignorant. Be like, nah, fuck that. Da, 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 da. Nah, listen to what he's saying. Because
sometimes that's when you guys are both going to get hurt.
I might be trying to save you and me.
Exactly.
Or someone can get hurt.
Exactly.
Someone's going to get hurt. Because females are going to argue, right? And they're going to keep talking. Men, we got disagreement. We know. After a certain time, there ain't no more talking, my nigga. This shit getting physical. We're going to fight about this shit,
facts.
You heard? So,
no,
like,
facts.
Knowing that, it's like we're not gonna go too far because it can get like that. You heard, like, we're gonna just keep it up and up, like, kind of. Like,
yeah.
You ain't calling me on my name, so fuck it.
Yeah, facts.
You call me on my name, it's up.
Yeah.
But you call me on my name, it's like, but.
Yeah. So. No, I definitely. Sometimes, like, well, that comes with growing up too. Is also knowing, pick your battles. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to, you know, to be on go time. Other times it's like, nah, you know, this is just not gonna end well. We've been seeing too many people.
Just be ready. Don't get ready. You want to be ready, don't get ready. You heard?
I wish
I was doing push-ups my whole life. I had to go to jail and start doing push-ups, you heard? I wish I was a teenager, like, in my room just doing mad push-ups. Nigga.
Shit.
Just to be ready for this shit.
I'm about to start doing mad push-ups now. I'm learning from someone that's way younger than me. I'm about to start doing push-ups.
At least 100 a day to call yourself a man.
All right, I'm going
to
start with 10.
Start with 10, for real. And then one day you're going to be like, you know what, I'm going to get to 20.
No, I'm not going to lie. You know what, I used to work out a lot, which is crazy. I really used to get him a lot.
I'm going
to
act like I'm some type of muscle head. Nah, just sometimes in my crib, I got these dumbbells. I'll be curling them shits at the crib.
Curling.
Yeah, I'll be playing Fortnite or something. I'll just be watching a movie or something.
See, I keep wanting to get to that. I want to talk about the gaming stuff, but I've been waiting patiently.
You heard, add the PSN. Busby 6 God, we active on PSN.
You've still been... Oh, you asking me all the time if I'm actually a gamer. I feel like you keep avoiding the fact that I keep challenging you to Tekken and Mortal Kombat. So, and you just avoid it every trip.
So there's one thing I can tell her.
Y'all over here like, oh, I'm just going to let you win.
Her gamer
like,
shit,
I...
Like, when it comes down to fighting games, she's good with them shits. You know what I mean?
She a button masher?
No, I'm not a button masher. You can record me playing. You can record me playing.
Tekken, she's not a button masher.
I'm not a button masher at Mortal Kombat either.
I'm not saying you're a button masher.
I'll fuck you up in Tekken. You know what? I play like old school, so I hold the joystick like this and play with my two fingers. Yeah, I play with my two fingers.
These niggas are here doing
this. I play this. Like, you're at the arcade.
I spent a lot of time in front of that TV, man. I'm trying to tell you something.
Listen, I lost a lot of weed.
Yo, you can't go easy on me, though, if we actually end up playing.
I'm not showing no remorse. You're challenging me. I'm not showing no
remorse. I'm challenging you for real. I want you to go.
She beat me a couple times.
Full force. Pause.
Mortal Kombat, whatever we play is
up. Nah, see,
but I'm not good at shooters.
Yeah,
but I
whoop
your ass in a fighting game.
I'm the shooter. Well, in that realm. Not in realm. I'm not Harry Thugman the shooter, but I'm Harry Thugman though.
So you was playing, Gears of War.
I don't really fuck with Gears of War.
Yeah, I played it.
Was you playing Halo?
I was around those times. I was a PlayStation, so I played like SOCOM and shit like that.
Was you playing Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead is fun.
Dead, yeah, of course.
That's fun.
Yeah, I didn't have an Xbox
competitively at all.
I didn't have an Xbox, so I didn't play like Halo. I played Call of Duty. Obviously, I did like SOCOM. You know what I mean? But then once I got the Xbox, though, it was a wrap. He fucked me up in Halo one time. I think it was like 2 years ago, maybe last year, some shit. I was like, yeah, I'm never playing that shit.
Yeah, I grew up on the old, grew up on Halo.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's why I started noticing, like, bro,
forcefully,
like,
forcefully, I don't like
it. It was different.
Me and my cousin spent hours playing Halo.
Oh, my God. You went alone?
See, I never knew that about like, the Halo Xbox community because on PlayStation, there was no, like, LAN parties, quote-unquote, like, where LAN you guys parties. Are playing.
Halo's only for Xbox, too. Not
facts. Oh, no, well, what I'm saying is, like, the way that they used to play back in the day, it was almost like, you know how, like, we used to play GoldenEye, right? You could hook up four controllers or some shit.
Yeah.
On the Xbox, they would just do, like, one, and, like, Dave, he used to tell me stories, right?
Shit.
About, like, his boys showing up to his house. They had, like, mad TVs, and everyone's just bringing their own systems, and they would just play on one network.
Yeah, so I had one of my...
I never did that on PlayStation. So when I start hearing about these niggas on Xbox doing some crazy party shit, I'm like, what the fuck? I saw my boy one time playing some shit. I was like, wait, you playing with other people?
Yeah, we had four Xboxes.
I was like, what?
All hooked up in different rooms. Shit. All together.
Online
fucked it up, man. Made it so it's like no split screen.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, facts. You can't do that no
more.
It
ruined a lot of shit, man.
I be trying to do that with her now. Like, I be like, yo, like, you know, like, let's do some split screen games. Like, let's play some shooters together.
Zombies.
Well, you don't, you know what I mean? Like, if you suck, I can help you out.
Zombies.
I'm
not very good.
You miss a shot, I'll shoot
them. No, sometimes I have good runs, though. Come on now. Come on.
GameCube,
play four
controllers.
Bro, GameCube was fire.
GameCube, that's what I said. I just sold mine like maybe a year ago.
You sold it?
But I still have some games for it. Like I still have Donkey Kong. Because I have the Wii. I don't need both. I have the fucking original Wii that plays the games. Everything hooks right up to it. And I can do HDMI with the Wii, okay? So shut up.
I used to trade like. If you had, like, the red Pokemon game and I had the emerald one, I already beat this shit, so I'll trade you for your shit.
Bro, that's me now.
Big back in the day, you heard?
You have paper towels?
What the fuck?
Drop the cap.
Nigga.
That's what happens when you talk with your hands so much.
I know. I tell him that all the time.
I like literally just hit
him
right
on my
hands.
I tell this nigga all the time. I'm like, yo,
I'm
like, why are you?
Who
are you?
I smacked him
right on my
hands.
What are you about to do right now? Are we going to fight?
I ain't the one.
Thank you.
Yo, no bullshit. Nah, the one time someone came to our house and dropped their cup of alcohol and started crying, I'm like, whoa.
Well, they started
you gotta
crying?
Go. You gotta go. You ain't invited back. That's sorry.
Yeah,
no
crazy.
No offense to anyone who does that, but like, come on. Come on, though. Crying over spilling your glass of liquor.
Yo, you don't spill over cry.
Why?
Both,
the
right?
Liquor was gone?
That she cried because she spilled her liquor and it was gone. It was like the last cup of liquor that we had. Yeah, that's why. I think, yeah.
You
should have
gave her some of your drink.
I did. Come on, I don't drink like that. So I did give her my cup. I was like, here you go. I gave her my cup.
That's
and she
real.
Took it.
That's real spill.
She took it.
Because I would have been like,
I wouldn't have taken it because I'm like you. Like, I'm kind of like COVID still. Like, me. I don't know where your lips been, bitch. Could have been on some 12 dicks.
Nigga,
could have been on
13
dicks.
COVID the other day. I said they
turns
still
out,
got that shit.
Turns out it was actually 23 dicks and I was wrong the whole time.
With COVID.
But yeah.
I caught COVID in jail.
You did?
Oh my God, no, I heard about that.
I caught COVID in the hospital.
A lot of people did.
I got COVID in jail.
And like, they didn't even like treat you, right?
Yeah, so
a lot of people complained.
I don't know.
A lot of people complained because they just like, they don't even give you blankets.
Next to people with more COVID.
Yeah, they don't give you blankets.
They put me on the unit with like 100 some people with COVID. So it's like, nigga, they put me closer to it, if anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
and I just basically got myself right. But it's crazy, right? On dogs. It's like I was good. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm Wolverine. I heal myself. I ain't tripping. Mad niggas around me is getting sent out for COVID, though. You heard? But it's like as soon as they said, like, yo, Busby, you got COVID, it's like my body, I felt that shit. Because I was
like,
what the
what
fuck?
What is COVID?
I said, I do got that shit. I feel crazy, bro.
I do got it. Shit, no, now it's here.
I was like, you're right, bro. I really do. Because I felt it instantly. Like, oh, I do got it.
Let me see.
I ain't got that shot, though.
Yeah,
yeah. And I didn't get it either. I hope we don't get whacked for saying that.
I ain't got that
you
shot.
Heard me,
I'm
I said
thugging,
that bad. Yeah. Right. I hope we don't get whacked.
But it's fucked though. They're like forcing you because you can't get certain jobs.
What's up, Lex? Because
you don't got that shot.
Yeah, I heard that they're also gonna be like preventing people from traveling.
Yeah, you can't travel. Like you can't travel and you can't get certain jobs because you don't got the shot. A young nigga's woke. You heard? I know.
I haven't been pressed about it yet. Honestly, getting the shot
from jobs.
No, I haven't had an issue. But then again, yeah, I have a really good resume.
There's certain jobs that I can't get because I would need the shot.
I got jobs with it.
I got jobs
without
with
it. The shot.
So,
I got jobs with it.
I'm a chef. And there was a couple of jobs that like I wanted to try to get, but they're like, oh, you have to be vaccinated.
You say you're a chef?
Yeah, no bullshit. Yeah.
Say you're done.
Because you're working with food. You're working with food.
Curry?
Whatever. I can cook up curry.
You never had one of our plates, our burrito tacos?
I do those difficult tacos I'm gonna be eating and shit like that.
Oh shit, we
both
to revolutionize that shit. We both
be
the first people with
whatever.
Wraps.
I tell you tell me what you want, bro.
Burritos,
burrito,
tacos.
I'm not Mexican,
burrito
but
tacos.
I can do it though.
We do the best burrito tacos.
I'm not a Mexican, but I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Haitian spaghetti.
I do the Haitian spaghetti.
That's no problem.
You can't do that.
I can do it.
I do the
I can do anything that you ask me to do. I'll do
that's
it.
That's challenging, just, brother. You,
there's nothing, there's nothing that's going to stop me.
I do
Haitian
the Haitian
Mac.
Spaghetti.
Bro, I'll do
Haitian Mac.
I'll do a 3-course Haitian meal if you want. Nigga, what the fuck? Just give me a day to look up what I need to do and I'll do it. I'm not even Haitian. I don't have to do it. I'm not Mexican, but I've been told that I make some of the, what am I?
His pernil.
I'm black
bomb.
And Italian.
And his rice.
Italian?
Yeah, and West Indian. All
right, so let's get in your lane then.
Yep. I
need some pasta.
Yeah,
pasta.
What pasta. What about no homo meatball sandwich?
Bro, I make my own meatballs. I make my own sauce, bro. Deadass. Like it cooks all day.
What kind of homo meatballs do you make? Like the
no, nigga, like
baby
I make
shower meatballs that hit different. Like I gotta think of
no, like baby you know, like when meatballs. You like when like people talk about Italians, like thicken. You know, like my mama make it. You know, just like mama makes it.
Is it the
it's my grandmother's
shower
recipe.
Joints? Where it's like I gotta take a plate to the crib.
No, you gotta take a plate to at least 3 people in your crib. It's better than a baby shower plate.
Better
it's
than
my
baby,
plate,
yeah,
nigga.
It's pretty good.
It's better than Olive Garden, nigga. It's
what's
better
that,
than Mira Gaza.
Listen, I've been living good. Weight's been good. All right.
American chop suey. Now
make that.
Listen, nah, I can make
that's
that.
That's my favorite meal.
I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, it's not my favorite. One of them.
It's a very easy meal to make. Honestly, it really
chop
doesn't
suey?
Take.
Hell yeah.
It really doesn't take much skill.
What's that? Have you ever tried Mexican chop suey?
Nah. Chicken parm? That's my favorite meal, bro. So you know that's just already smacking.
I got that at the crib right now, waiting.
Bro, shit, I wanted to make that.
Person.
I wanted to make that shit yesterday. I was trying to make that shit.
I get heartburn.
Bro. I'm telling you right now, what comes out of Italian food?
I'm a hot sauce boy too. Everything.
Ooh,
hot sauce goes on everything.
You gotta try my our friend's infused hot sauce.
Oh yeah, so
Spaced Out Snacks.
Oh, I can't do
on Snapchat.
Is it too hot? Is it like old?
It's just right. No, it's flavorful and it gets you high.
Sounds like it's too spicy.
Bomb.
I don't like it.
She doesn't make like that.
It's just right.
Damn, I want to eat the food.
Just right.
You know, spicy food fills you faster.
Yep.
It does.
Because it's gassy.
It fills your ass. So if you're ever hungry and you like, let me just fill myself up, you can just guess like something spicy.
Donna, yeah.
See? Who's that?
Some Flaming Hot Cheetos or something.
She tagged Shauna.
Yeah, no. What's it called? I never do that. I went to culinary school and everything, and I didn't know that shit.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I
missed that. Spicy food makes you.
I think because it's gas. Because it's gas, right?
I'm not sure why.
I think it. Yeah.
It could.
Because you have to fall a lot after you eat fast food.
I feel like I learned more scrolling through my phone than I did in school.
Him with the YouTube, it'd be annoying. Oh,
right. And I'm gonna be real, right? I didn't really.
Oh shit, my head let it out. Let's go on YouTube.
I passed. I never stayed back though. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying
same way.
I'm like, saying I feel like I learned so much scrolling on my phone.
I dropped
phone
out.
Versus going to school.
I did.
My to be honest with you,
my senior year, I dropped out.
When you go on your phone, you're going through shit. Not only like are you reading shit, but you're also watching someone do it. You know what I mean, when you're in school, you're just sitting in class, listening to someone tell you some shit. You can't fucking sit there and fucking imagine.
I go and say cheese, bro. And I'm seeing articles and shit. I'm learning shit. I'm like, damn, I didn't know nothing about this shit.
Yeah. Say cheese.
Dude, what's say cheese?
Say cheese. Sean Cotton.
What?
The blogger.
What?
Sean Cotton's his name. Say
Sean Cotton.
So wait,
Cotton. Yeah.
So wait, Cotton. Do you go on like on Reddit and shit like that?
No, I love Reddit.
No.
Reddit,
no.
I love Reddit. Stop.
I'm gonna Google.
Not fuck Reddit. Unfuck Reddit.
Nah, I don't go on no Reddit, but I go on like Say Cheese. You know, academics.
I've never heard Say Cheese.
What do you mean? Like,
I'm not down in it.
Oh my god, I'm putting.
I'm,
you guys
I'm about
on
to check as soon as you leave. I'm about to like.
I'm putting you guys on. You guys gotta know this shit because it's gonna put you on the shit.
No facts.
This shit happens fast. It's like faster than TMZ.
For real?
I'm facts. Gonna learn more from that shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Trust me. On dogs. You're gonna learn more from that shit. You heard?
Yeah.
If you add academics, say cheese, no jumper. I know you had heard of
No Jumper.
Adam
22.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Which is
we've
which
been
is dope.
Compared to Adam 22.
Yeah, we've actually been compared to Adam 22, which
but it's like no.
In a way. Yeah.
People get scared when
he
they come on, they're like, you're not about to ask me this, right? I'm like,
he
no.
Is a porn star, yeah. He's a porn star. That's the first time I've heard
about him. Yeah,
low key, we're former porn stars, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, first
we're
time.
They'll have a little interview and then he'll blaze him with his girl or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard of Adam 22. He was talking about a female guest he had.
Porn stars, that'd be true.
Yeah. Him and his girl would just break down porn stars and just like talk about them.
Yeah. Interview him like this.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Honestly, we could do a whole different podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's called Plug Talk. Is that something called Plug Talk?
Yeah. They do.
Is that grooming?
It might.
See, what?
Is that like considered grooming?
What? Smashing and then
yo, Twitter
smashing is your like
yeah,
interviewer,
up, bro. No. He's. I'd be on Twitter. Twitter's crazy too.
Bro, you want to make podcasts?
Twitter's
yeah,
crazy.
Let me know.
Active. Twitter's crazy.
Facebook slowed down. It was getting crazy too, though.
Yo, that'd be dope though. Like, have a podcast and then you fuck afterwards.
Yeah.
There's some porn stars obviously. I want to hit, man.
That's Patreon.
That'd be
Alexis,
dope.
Texas? That's just...
I like Alexis, Texas.
Growing up, that was the one. You stealing your uncle's little DVDs.
Yeah, that's
little
funny
DVDs.
Shit. He said Alexis,
that on mute
Texas.
Late night. Alexis, Texas?
Have fun on
you
the other
Alexis,
channel.
Texas is crazy.
Cartoons,
right?
Cartoon Network late at night on the other channel.
Well, bro. There's a couple goats out there that I just wanted to...
Abella Danger.
Bro,
I was thinking of their name, and that was
the
that was who came into my mind. Thank you. Thank you.
Stop it. She's really the girl. I really got her on
yo,
the gram.
Yo, have
that's
you ever
funny.
Seen
he's
the
like
one?
On
she's
the
going
gram.
To school to be a lawyer right now. I watch her every
the ones
day.
Where she would like kidnap dudes off the side
yeah,
of the street
funny.
And just fuck them and be like, kick them out naked.
She's the goal.
She would fuck the
yeah,
shit
crazy.
Out of them, bro.
That's crazy, though.
Riley Reed's really the goal.
Raw.
Yeah,
like, how
yo,
do
you have you ever heard a song?
Who?
Riley Reed's?
Never. She
yo, she has a song. She said the word nigga like seven times in a two. Dead ass. But I'm not sure if she gets that. I'm not sure she gets that pass because she's been aired out.
She got ass.
No, not just that. She's been aired out. So she just thinks that she could just go around just saying it.
Right? She's like, who cares?
And no one cared.
Fuck me, nigga.
What? She getting paid for it? I don't know if she did or not. All I know is I seen a video and she was really feeling it.
I'm a big fan of Riley Reid, but that's absolutely unacceptable.
That's unacceptable. She got ass, though. But she got ass.
I need some noggin.
I need some noggin we can talk about. I think I'll forgive you.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who the gatekeepers are for that. But she definitely did something for that. Because no one's ever complained. No one knew about it. You guys didn't even know she had a song. When she dropped the word nigga like 7 times.
I fuck with her tough. I got her on the
come to find out her uncle's black.
That's funny.
She's a goat.
Yeah.
I be locked in.
Oh, my God.
Now, Lord now, real mercy. Quick. Now, never mind.
What?
You know, like when you have a thought, you have a thought in your head, and then like part of it goes, and you're just like, "Fuck!" Like I can't even grab it back. I don't even want to ask the question halfway because that shit is a pause
bad,
moment,
bro. Like I'll go downstairs and I'll forget what I went downstairs for. And I'm downstairs like, "Fuck!" I forgot it by the time I go upstairs.
I am too out of shape for this shit.
Have you ever heard of Libsy? Rapper
yeah,
from,
I'd like to hear a song between
rapper
you guys.
From New Bedford.
Who?
That'd be dope.
Libsy.
Nah.
Libsy. Yeah, like I said, he's from New Bedford. He has a show coming up, I think, on the 18th. That's next week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually headlining it. We had him on a couple episodes ago, and he was talking about how life feels like a simulation for him. The fact that he can just walk into another room and totally forget what the fuck he was walking in there for and just sit there and just stand there and just think about shit. He said it trips him out. Like, is that, that like, when you talk about how when you walk into another room, doesn't that really, that trips me out like crazy.
That's dangerous, man. I don't know about that shit. Like, well, I know what's going on, you heard? I'm locked in.
He said that's dangerous. I don't know what type of weed that nigga's smoking.
You, shit, I don't know. I just, shit, I've been through the shit. I thought, we ain't playing like that. I don't know. I'm locked in. I'm coming in a room. I'm coming in the room, I'm looking at all the exits, I'm looking at who's in the room, what's going on.
I can't go to a place and actually enjoy myself without like knowing exactly what's going on, and my eyes are always going.
Now, when I was younger, I might have been reckless like that.
Yeah.
High shit, not really like paying attention.
I
not
used to think about that all the time.
It's over, but
bro.
So many situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm locked in though for real, like I swear.
You have to.
You ever heard
anywhere
of a haunted forest?
Anywhere I go to, this is,
yeah.
I'm talking about throw trash away. I'm talking about going to the car. I don't go to cars late night. You know how like you forget something in your car.
You don't litter?
To your car late night. I litter all the time.
Oh, you just said throw trash.
And I also
away.
Recycle though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say okay.
So
okay.
We even it out.
Okay,
I'm shading the streets. But going to a car late night, like if I forget something in the car, I'm not going to the fucking car 10 at night and going and grabbing out the car, leaning in the car.
Facts.
Get your shit whacked like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no facts.
I watched so many movies like that. Fuck that. I'm not doing shit like that.
No. And I'm not even gonna lie. Like even like when I come over here. For them to open up the door, like I'd be like looking around and stuff like that, cause you don't know who's just rolling by and shit like that. So sometimes like especially my brain
killed that way.
Is like, yo, I'm never gonna stand right out in the street. I'm always gonna be standing like behind a car. So like if anyone was to try to do something or if anything was to happen, at least there's a car right between me and whatever's around
there. Trying to protect yourself, to block yourself from whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a certain. Certain things that you just learn just from
jungle,
just
jungle, nigga.
Just,
I'm surviving in this shit. You heard? Once you die, you fucking fail life. Once you go to jail for life, you fail life. You heard?
Yeah, facts.
I'm trying to stay alive, stay breathing. You heard? And I'm willing to fucking do whatever to stay alive.
Hey.
Morally wise, though, I'm not selling my soul for no shit. But I'm saying like
that's smart though.
If I gotta crush you to get to the crib at night, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Hey, fuck it, man.
Crush niggas.
But
ant like niggas. That's what I think of when you like say crush like little ant like.
Yeah, so, facts. You step on shit.
Sometimes you have to though. Sometimes you have to.
Shit gets sticky.
Yeah.
That shit's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up, and that's another conversation for another day. That's you about to get the preaching side of me coming out. I'm about to be like Morgan Freeman from fucking Boys in the Hood and shit like that. Yeah. Actually, that character right there is what made me stop doing my dumb shit.
So Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, so have you ever seen Boys
Morgan
in the Hood?
Morgan Freeman, literally him.
Yeah, so you know, no, not Morgan Freeman, fuck. What's his name?
Definitely not him.
Nah, Lawrence Fishburne, my bad. I'm sorry. Or Fishburne?
Oh,
Fishburne.
You're talking about the father, Lawrence,
father yeah.
Fishburne.
Facts. Whatever
Fishburne.
His name
Fishburne.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm told you.
I'm retarded.
But yo,
on the spectrum.
The way he broke shit down, though, made me start realizing a lot of shit. Like, just in general, like, street shit is dumb. Like, you know, niggas are literally dying. Or streets that they don't even own. It's just another way.
This shit.
Yeah, it's
don't
tough.
Don't even matter about that shit, man. Some shit be deeper than that, man.
No facts.
certain relationships with certain people, you some people get taken away from that shit, mm-hmm. and that shit hurt, you heard?
Yeah, no facts.
And that shit goes deep, you heard? Mm-hmm. Like, just, sometimes it's hereditary.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be born into it.
Yeah.
I might be from somewhere, and just off the strength of your last name, we're never going to be cool.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Nah.
So sometimes it's like that, you feel me? So really? Certain shit deep, man. Like, you can't be mad at them. Some shit.
Oh, no, definitely
not. Some shit's already made to be how it is.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just how things go.
There's always going to be people that don't like people, and there's always going to be the people like that beef, you know?
That happens no matter what in communities.
But it sucks, though. That does suck. Yeah. That when I go to look for a nigga, that I'm looking for a nigga that look just like me. I'm looking for myself.
But that's only going to happen because... When it comes down to like,
crazy, right?
But when it comes down to crimes like that, especially when it comes down to, you know, violence, you know what I mean? It's usually race going against each other. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare that it's going to be black versus white or white versus black like that. You know what I mean? You're just going to be white versus white because we are usually located around each other. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So no matter what, it's
going to
happen.
I'm going
though.
To look for myself. I'm looking for the nigga that got the pants sagging. I'm looking for the dreadlocks.
The dreads.
I'm looking for
the nigga smoking the blunt. Yeah.
I'm looking for myself from the other side of town.
Exactly. You're looking for someone that's just trying to live just like you.
I'm looking for the fucking Stan that just got out of work with a button up.
Nope.
That's hopping in his Benz.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you, brother.
No.
I'm looking for the...
For the person struggling just like you. Waking up in the morning, you know, praying, eating breakfast, probably eating the same shit that you do. Going through the same routine.
You gotta change your environment, pray for the best, and just try to hold it. You can do the best as long as if I impact one person, I'm smooth.
But that's the mindset that I like that you have. The fact that you're this young and you already have that mindset, which that's the mindset that, like, you know, like one of your idols, Nipsey, had. You know what I'm saying? Which is to understand, yes, all right, like, there are issues that are deep. It's, you know, it's deep in the roots of shit. You know what I mean? But it takes the community to change that. You know what I'm saying? It's a mindset, and there's just a lot of things that come into it that it can be changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, in time.
Niggas like, I'll just throw this out there. Niggas like Joe Budden, you weak-ass old heads that just never been through it and just be talking. We don't want to hear that shit.
No?
We're not respecting
that shit.
He
loves Joe Budden.
No, I like Joe.
We hear that shit from someone that been through it and someone that we respect, and then
facts.
We ain't taking that from Joe Budden's. We ain't taking that from DJ Envy.
Well, you can't take it. No, well, Joe Budden, I never really looked at Joe Budden as a tough ass. I looked at him as a black man with issues.
I say about Joe Budden, though, because he's an older rapper.
Yeah.
That been in the game, and he's kind of out here kicking knowledge in these streets. He got a podcast. Yes, yeah. He's talking, right?
Yeah.
But the shit he does is bogus.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, like, he was saying all that shit to Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty's super successful.
Yeah, I remember that shit where he was trying to press him about this deal.
What's rap? And you don't understand it. No one understands rap right now. Everybody's relearning everything right now. You heard?
Exactly.
And you clearly just don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's true.
But he always retracts his statement.
Yeah, he does, though. But that comes with growth as well as a human. But he's just too hot
off
the
handle. He's come out rapping.
I remember that shit. Yeah, that shit was wild.
What the fuck? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you can't tell Logic.
For young niggas,
I think Logic is nice.
That,
I think Logic is nice, to be honest with you.
Niggas ain't trying
to. Yeah, he hates Logic.
Yeah.
Keep your comments to yourself. Like, we just, young niggas ain't listening to that. We're going to listen to someone like Wallo and Gilly.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen to them.
Yeah.
We're going to respect them. Gilly,
yeah,
Gilly
is different.
We're going to say you listen to them every second day.
Have you ever heard of Killer Mike and shit?
Killer Mike, of course.
Yeah, Killer Mike's another strong voice.
Ben, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
OG, that's what I'm saying.
OG, that's what I'm saying, strong voice.
Listen to him.
Yeah. So it's what it really comes down to is just like, it's just how you come across with the message, you know what I'm saying? Especially the old heads. Like when you have like
Dame
DJ Envy, he's very...
I wake up and listen to Dame Dash sometimes.
Dame Dash is, yo.
He built his shit up from the floor, for real.
He taught me that I will never want my kid to work for the man. I want to have a business where I pass it down to him. He should never have another boss other than me.
Yeah.
And ever since I heard that shit, I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah, facts.
One day I want to own something.
He said some shit I shit. He said, if you don't cut the checks, he ain't the boss. You ain't listening to him.
Facts.
No one's listening. If you ain't cutting the checks, then you ain't the boss, straight up.
Yeah.
The nigga that cut the checks is the boss. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what I said earlier, like, it's easier spending the next man's money.
It is. Facts.
So when you got your means putting up the money for you, cool, you heard? But it's different when you're independent. You're really paying for these videos, these studios, these beats, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That shit add up, for real.
No, facts. That's
but
why.
But it got to be right. You know, if you're still able to do what a nigga's able to do when he has someone else doing it, that's to let you know, like, this shit's lit.
Facts. Facts.
This shit can get active.
Yeah. Nah.
But you got to network too. I'm telling niggas, you got to network. You got to feature. You got to do features. You got to pay for features. You got to pay to open up sometimes.
Big facts. Yeah.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
South by Southwest is right now. I should be in Austin, Texas right now. I shouldn't even be here.
I know.
You feel me?
Yeah, I just saw Cheetah going
down
there.
Yeah, shout out to BSC.
Yeah, he just went out there. Yeah, he's chasing there. That shit because he wants it. You got to respect it.
Nah, then that's another, that's another thing, too.
What he do? I seen he did the album release. Yeah. He went to do the show with B-Love on Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now he's on his way to South by Southwest.
Yeah. Nah, he's really... Tell you? He's, no,
can't
and that's
do nothing but respect around. It.
I'm not going
to
lie.
He's trying to get it done, nigga.
So, like, this year, we've just started to, like, really bring guests onto the show and shit like that. And so far, everyone that we've had on the show... are like ready, they're ready to go. You know what I mean? Like they're on go mode, which is dope. And that's one thing I love the fact that to have you guys on here because it inspires us to always be on go mode too. You know what I'm saying? So like we had T Gun on, you know what I mean? He's coming back into the game after taking a little break, which everyone needs to take. Yeah. He's on go mode. You know what I mean? Cheetho, he came through for his promo. His album release party, all the stuff, he's on go mode. We had Yaya Gabbana come on.
Y'all in the city, yeah, man. Lipsy. So yeah, as far as Bugsy. In the city, I'm always be tapped in. I'm always trying to come up here, facts. Spit freestyles, all type of shit. Yeah. I got some hot shit. It's going come up here, play whatever, you know, anything that can help steal sharpness.
Dave, maybe we could switch something up and have Dave play a freaking beat.
Nah, he said he wants a freestyle with no beat.
Y'all want to hear some shit?
No which, beat?
No beat?
What time is it?
Yeah.
Let me check
we'll do this right here because we're about to close out soon.
We're about to close out.
Okay, no beat. I was just going to throw artist David in there.
Busby the Shooter 6 Gang. You heard Long Live Keys. We out here. You feel me?
All right.
Busby Moran 2 is going to be out soon. All platforms, you can hear me. I'm everywhere with it. You can Siri my shit. You can Google whatever. You heard? Go tap in. You heard?
Yeah.
I'm going to spit a freestyle. You heard? I said, she let me fuck. I got the head too. I'm smoking blunts back to back. I feel like Smokey in that chicken coop. We shoot niggas in their head and make them see through. Brody said I'm hopping out this bitch. I'm like, me too. Niggas said he got a bag. I don't believe you. You put bitches over money. I don't feel you. Better watch what you're saying. You'll get peeled too. 6 gang shot as we prepared too. In a Tesla letting this motherfucker drive itself. My Brody Mad Max got under his fucking belt. They clicking up with other niggas. Niggas need some help. Cause every time we catch them niggas, niggas get the belt. Mm. Bitch, I'm busting off like 2 pinks. I'm trying to leave a nigga block extinct. That nigga broke, he ain't got no cheese. I let these bitches go for 23. I let these bitches go for 23.
Hey.
That's something like, I got a lot of shit on the way. You feel me? I got a lot of hot
songs. We're definitely, I'm really looking forward to seeing more projects from you. I'm looking forward to seeing your growth within music and just in life in general, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to keep a close eye on you.
It's crazy to go from jail to being popular.
That's what I'm saying, like, from being in jail at a young age and then to come out.
I would say not only the fact that it's life-changing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I turned 22 and 23 in there.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Do 2 years and have your whole life change, not be, like, up to date with things, trends, all that, to come on here and know what to do. Yeah. That's remarkable.
I couldn't wait to just listen to real music.
That's right? The only word for it.
I'm
remarkable.
Listening to radio music. They're playing the same shit.
Same Doja shit Cat. All day long.
Oh, my God.
Dumb shit.
I've been feeling freaky.
I fuck with it, though. I like a lot of her music, though.
I do, too. I fuck with it, too.
I couldn't wait to come home and see her. And then
she shaved her eyebrows.
Yeah, man. You miss her in the good time. You miss her during the prime, bro. Yeah, bro.
I followed on Instagram. I'm like, yeah.
Fuck, bro.
She look decent. I thought.
Bitch, dry your eyebrows on. I'ma still fuck.
She shaved her head. Eyebrows.
I'ma still fuck. I don't care.
Oh, you look like Dave with no
right?
beard.
Yeah. What?
Shit.
Yeah, that shit. But yeah, I listen to a lot of shit, man. And I couldn't wait to come home because now I'ma lock in and do it the right way.
Right.
And I'ma eat off it, and I'm just gonna make sure I keep
getting
better and better.
To
like
you.
Next year at this time, I should be in a way better position, and that's how I'ma keep looking at this shit.
A year can do a lot for a person. You period.
Know, facts.
You know, and this shit's all licensed. Everything's official as it can get.
Yeah.
So, you know, we putting disclaimers on videos. I don't put no weird shit in my videos. We don't do that no more. Putting stuff that shouldn't be in videos.
Yeah.
You heard?
Yeah. Like, that's good. That's growth.
We're more creative than that now.
And that's one thing that
we need
people
more bitches
forget
in the
creativity.
Videos. Definitely.
People forget about creativity, man. At the end of the day, as an artist, that's what you are. An artist. Yeah. Creativity is needed. You know what I'm saying? And hip-hop is the same thing. Yes, gang shit is all cool. It's cool to spit your shit, throw up your signs. But at the end of the day, be creative.
Shit, you know what I mean? To the point, I don't even put a lot of niggas in my video. I try to put myself because I want you to focus on me. I don't want you to focus on niggas in the back.
Right.
Yeah, facts.
Locking on what I got going on.
Yep.
Yeah. Star power, you heard? We going for
facts.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have people remember your face. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, I mean, like I said, I fuck with it. I'm trying to think. Wait. Oh, my. See, you know what's crazy about your name? When I first seen your name, right, I was like, yo, I knew a kid that I grew up with when I first moved to Massachusetts. His last name was Busby.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since. Like, when high school happened, I haven't seen him since, bro. And I was like, damn, man. It would be crazy if this nigga was related to him or some shit like that. Had a little reunion.
Possible, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, though.
But I'll say this about my last name, man, because it's my last name.
Yeah.
But when I used to move a lot when I was younger going to school, I used to move a lot, nigga, on Dodge. So when I used to go to school, you know, it's a new kid, oh, bring him to the front. Oh, what's your name? You had to say your name. I used to hate saying my name, like my last name.
Yeah. Me too.
Being younger, you know, little kids, you know, buzz is mad annoying, just stupid ass shit.
They always make fun of silly names.
You know, so like I used to always hate that shit. So now to be called my last name is kind of weird.
But
I didn't like it going
what's
up.
Cool with your last name, I kind of get not messed up, but mixed up with, what's it called? I think there was a mafia guy. His name was Bugsby.
Yeah.
Bugsby, right? I believe, I might be wrong.
I don't know.
But he had the same. So sometimes I'd be like Bugsby. I was like, no, it's Busby the shooter. And that's why I was like, yo, that's my boy's name from back when I was like 7 years old. But yeah, no, like your name, especially like within hip hop, is it's easy to remember though. You know what I mean?
Different. Yeah.
So super it works. Different. Exactly. Yeah. It's definitely
almost
different.
Like if you see it, you're going to almost recognize it. Like I seen it somewhere. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it looks, it's not spelled how it looks almost, you know, it's a little different.
No, shit works. It's hot. It's just fire, bro. Music's fire, bro. I love what you got going on, man. I like the mindset that you have. I'm glad that we have someone like you within the community and also within the culture of hip hop and shit like that.
Sure.
It's dope as fuck. You two, you said you guys got tracks, right?
Yeah, we got some together? Shit coming soon, me and Brody.
I bet. So what I like to do is usually I like to do smoke breaks and stuff like that. Whenever you get those tracks going, let me know and stuff like that, and I'll definitely throw it onto the episodes and stuff like that for promotion and stuff like that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So appreciate anything that we can do to help you guys out, both of you, let us know. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Anytime. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Anyone that lets me get my shit on their platform, I appreciate it. You heard?
Yeah.
And like I said, anytime I got some shit going on, if it makes sense, we'll come up here or whatever the situation is.
I'm going to link you up with some other people, too, to do shows and shit like that.
Right.
Got a boy, Jizzy Hendrix, from Talking to Town. Yeah. He does podcasts as well. I'll talk to him about you as well for that.
Lock in
and boom, get into some shows and shit like that. You know what I mean?
We come strong. Both of y'all.
Yeah, most definitely.
This wave's going to be big.
Nah,
I know niggas
shit.
Gonna be on it, you heard?
No,
and I ain't gonna stop from there, so.
Oh, don't ever stop, bro.
But definitely tap me in. I appreciate it. You already know anytime.
Bro, we appreciate it, bro.
Thank
glad you came out here and said that.
I'm blessed as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like full circle, you know? You like did me a favor a long time ago, and now it's come full circle. I like how that works. Life is crazy.
Yeah, fuck it. So, all right, man. So, we're gonna be signing out right now. It's your boy, Harriet Thugman.
Suburban Sweeney.
I'm Ernest Dave.
Bust me to shoot a 6 gang in here.
Exactly, you already know.
So my boy Relin here, 4HK, we out here.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? I got both these niggas here. Don't fuck with us, nigga. He said bow twice. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, nigga.
Keep the most genuine people around you. Only a few. Don't let too many in the circle that wasn't there since day one that understands who you truly are and don't see you as a celebrity or a figure, a dollar figure, putting a price on you.